This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk will lower the U.S. list price of some of its insulin products by up to 75%. The change will take effect on January 1, 2024, and follows a similar move last month by Eli Lilly, which immediately capped the out-of-pocket cost of all of its insulin products at $35 a month. Later this year, Eli Lilly will lower the list price for several of its other insulin products, including Humalog, by 70%. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act included a provision that seniors on Medicare will pay no more than $35 a month out of pocket for insulin. That policy took effect January 1st and helped to prompt Eli Lilly and now other drug manufacturers to lower their insulin prices. Novo Nordisk's popular fast-acting insulin Novolog will cost $72.34 for a single vial a month and $139 for a pen, a 75% decrease in price. The price of Levemir, a long-acting insulin, will be reduced by 65%. Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, along with the French drug maker Sanofi, make up more than 90% of the insulin market in the U.S. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is putting $65 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law toward contamination cleanups at three Superfund former mining sites in Montana. The money will go toward ongoing cleanup efforts at the Basin Mining Area in Jefferson County, the Carpenter Snow Creek Mining District in Cascade County, and the Upper 10 Mile Creek Mining Area in Lewis and Clark County. All three sites have been on the EPA's national priorities list for more than two decades. They are all sites of dozens of former mines that polluted ground and surface waters and soils with heavy metals and mining chemicals from mining in the late 1880s to the mid-1900s. The three sites are among 27 Superfund sites in Montana. Remedial actions for the Basin and Upper 10 Mile sites have been underway since the early 2000s. Remedial work will begin this spring at the Carpenter Snow Creek site. The state of Montana has been funding 10% of the cleanup at the Upper 10 Mile site, where state and federal crews hope to continue residential cleanups and address mine waste piles near Minnehaha Creek. The outdoor product manufacturer Yeti is recalling several different types of coolers because their magnet-lined closures can fail and result in detached magnets, posing a risk of serious injury or death if ingested. There have been 1,399 reports of the cooler's closures failing, prompting the recall. Three styles of Yeti coolers are being recalled: the Yeti Hopper M30 soft cooler in all models, the Yeti Hopper M20 soft backpack cooler, and the Yeti Sidekick dry gear case. The coolers were sold at various retailers from March 2018 to January of this year. Customers are urged to immediately stop using the Yeti coolers because of the loose magnets and the choking hazard. Customers can visit www.yeti.com for a replacement product or a refund in the form of a Yeti gift card. Wyoming is home to one of the largest and purest troves of jade in the world. Boulders containing jade, a precious gemstone, are found throughout the Wyoming landscape, particularly in the central part of Wyoming. Wyoming jade is unlike any other jade in the world. In fact, every other jade in the world is compared to Wyoming jade because the state has so many different types of high-quality jade. The gemstone is a fibrous rock similar to asbestos. It's easily carved for jewelry and other artistic designs, but despite its carvability, jade is not soft. It's one of the hardest fibrous rocks in nature. Wyoming's state gemstone is nephrite jade, which is considered high quality and durable, and is relatively abundant in the Cowboy State. Around 1% of the jade recovered from the Wyoming desert is the highest and rarest quality, worth thousands of dollars per pound. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.